Books on Tape presents Lucia Lucia by Adriana Trigiani, read by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. From her window, Kit Zanetti can see absolutely everything that happens on Commerce Street. The name doesn't really suit the street. It should be called Winding Trail or Lavender Lane or Rue de Gem. Greenwich Village doesn't get any more enchanting than this at night, with the puddles of blue light around the roots of old trees that grow a few feet apart on either side of the street, or any lovelier by day, when the sun bakes the connecting row houses, none more than four stories high, some festooned in ivy, a few white clabbered with black licorice trim, and one storefront so old that the brick facade has faded from maroon to pale orange. The brownstone stoops are hemmed with old terracotta pots containing whatever flowers grow in the shade, usually pink and white impatiens. The sidewalks are uneven, the concrete squares like slabs of layer cake. The shutters that swing from the windows are painted mottled shades of cream and mammy pink, a powdery peach tone not seen since the Eisenhower administration. It appears the shutters have not been painted since then, either. This is the ideal home for a playwright, clusters of buildings filled with stories and people whose quirks play out with small-town regularity. Every morning, Kit sits in the window while her coffee brews and witnesses the same scene. A petite woman with shocking red hair walks a Great Dane as tall as she is. And as they turn the corner, she yanks the leash, and he leaps.